And finally today, Canadian singer Nelly Furtado found the inspiration for her latest album in a lot of places. There was the trip she made to Africa with the group Feed the Children, and the book she read by Chilean author Isabel Allende about a slave rebellion in Haiti. Even the uprisings of the Arab Spring inspired a song for the album, as we're going to hear in a moment. First, here's the title track called Spirit Indestructible. So there's geography, literature, and history in Nelly Furtado's new album. But her real inspiration, she told me, are the people she meets.
Just a few weeks ago, I was down at Regent Park Community Center, which is sort of an at-risk neighborhood in Toronto. They have just built this remarkable center for the arts. And I was at their sort of monthly jam night where it was an open mic. And, you know, I met these amazing girls who were in this dance group, and they were just, you know, they were just so inspired. And I think it's the same community. Community is a universal experience about people getting together. I firmly believe, and I've always believed this. I mean, in the beginning of my career, my first album, I made very eclectic music. My influences were from, you know, Brazil and India and Portugal, where my parents are from. And, you know, for me, it's always been about not focusing on differences, focusing on what's the same. You know, what's the same about people.
So how did that bring you to the Arab Spring? I mean, you're talking about your own background, you're kind of a citizen of the world. But on the very last track on this album, it's called Believers, and the subtitle is Arab Spring. Why did you choose to close the album with this, and what's it about?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes half the time I feel like I was kind of lucky, because I wrote this album during an incredible year of change in the world, from Arab Spring to Occupy to overcoming natural disaster and tsunamis and financial crisis. I mean, there was a lot to draw from. So when I wrote Arab Spring, it was kind of like 2 or 3 weeks after the revolution began in Libya. And I couldn't help but kind of get into the mindset of feeling, wow, how profound. What a dilemma. Imagine waking up in the morning, you know, with your best friend by your side. You're on the same team. You're fighting for the same things. And at the end of the day, they've crossed over to the other side. There's great things at stake. These are young people. You turn on the TV and see these young Libyan rebels. I mean, you know, it just touched me on a certain level. And I wrote the song from that perspective. You know, there's the pre-chorus says, "Where'd you go, all my friends? I thought you'd be here till the end." And I thought, wow, in North America, we don't have to deal with those issues, sir. We have to deal with other things, but nothing quite as profound as that.
You're on a long flight, taking the last bite of a good life before it goes away.
One more question. Part of the lyrics of this last song, you write, "Where are all the believers? Where are they when you need them? Where are all the healers? Why'd they run away?" Is any of this written for you and your own sense of conscience, sense of faith?
I think so. I think we all have to believe in something. I mean, you know, I think I was visiting a beautiful temple where one of the Buddha's relics is in Taiwan. My mother, who's been Roman Catholic her whole life, you know, had the vision of this large Buddha statue. She said, you know, we all need to believe, you know, and it's so true. We all believe in something, and we all sort of need to believe in at least that there's something to fight for, right? There's something to live for. There's a greater good, a greater purpose.
That's Canadian singer Nelly Furtado. Her new album is The Spirit Indestructible. You can watch an interactive video from the album. It's at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Have a good weekend.